Und du die Maimer ziehen, wenn mich bei Tipode, das ist in Memorim Lukotim, Memorim Lukot, die fourth Chelik, and this is the 16th Maimer, and the Rebbe said this in Shabbos, Parshas Devorim, Shabbos Chazoin, which was Erev Tisha B'Av in the year Tovshin Mem Aleph, and then later on it was printed a few years later in Kuntres called Shabbos Chazoin in Tovshin Mem Ches, and that was printed for the coming Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Dvorim Shabbos Chazoin. Tisha B'Av was a Nitche then, and it was published Hey Menachemov, was a Shnas Hakel Shnas Tovshin Mem Ches. The Maimer of Tzim B'Mor Mishpatipod. So we'll start to do the Maimer. Sayet Dishmaya. Shabbos Parshas Dvorim, Shabbos Chazoin, Erev Tisha B'Av, Hei Tovshin Mem Aleph. Tziyoin b'mishpat yipode b'shoveo b'tzdoko, that's the last verse in the first parak of Yeshayahu, which we read on Parshas Dvorim before Tisha B'Av. So the Pasuk says, Tziyoin will be redeemed, Pidia, the redemption will take place through Mishpat, through Torah, and the Shoveha will be coming out through Tzedakah. And this is going to be the discussion, what exactly is Tzion, and what is the Shoveha, various different interpretations that the Rebbe brings down. So, umedayik admur marishab nishmos eidn b'mamore divramaschil zeh. So the Rebbe Rashab in the Maimer that opens up with this divramaschil tzima mishpot, the shnas aderes, in the year Tofrej ayin dalad. So the Rebbe Rashab asks a question, that harei hakavone b'tzion kan he loy al ir tzion. The intention of the word tzion over here is not the city of tzion. Sometimes we say ki mitzion teitzitzera udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So over there tzion means Yerushalayim, but here it's not the meaning of the word tzion. B'mishpatipode Yerushalayim will be redeemed, befrat specifically. Doesn't talk specifically about the city called Tzion, Ella al Klolus Yisrael, but here we're talking about the Yidden who are going to be Tipode, they are referred to as Tzion over here. So, the Lama Omer Tzion, so why does the Pasuk call them Tzion? Rebbe will explain why the Yidden in this pasuk are called Tzion versus Vishaveha. But the question the Rebbe Rashab asks, since it doesn't mean the city of Tzion, but it's talking about the Jewish people in general, so why does it say Tzion b'mishpatipode? Not, for example, it could say Yisrael b'mishpatipode. Why Tzion? And v'lamo emir Tzion. V'gam medayik mashekosu Vishoveho, that and they returnees would be Bitzdoko. So the Rebbe Rashab asks, Mihem Shoveho, who are those? And we'll see soon in the Maimer, Shoveho or captives or returnees. We'll see in the Maimer. But the Rebbe wants to explain now that the question that the Rebbe Rashab asks, Mihem Shoveho, who are these Shoveho that the Pasuk is talking about, is a follow-up question, since the Rebbe learns, like the interpretation that Tzion isn't speaking about Yerushalayim, and therefore it's talking about the Yidden. So if Yidden are Tzion, who are the Yidden who are Shoveho? And the Rebbe explains now in the brackets that had the interpretation of Tzion meant Yerushalayim, So then the Pasuk is talking about Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed. Vishoveho is talking about the Yidden, the returnees, those who are coming back to Yerushalayim, Bitzdaka. That would be okay, he wouldn't have the question. But since the Rebbe says that Tzion, the Rebbe Rashab says that Tzion means the Yidden, so we're already talking about the Yidden. So who are the Yidden that are Tzion, who are the Yidden that are Vishoveho? That's why the question is, the Rebbe explains, Yesh Leimar. Also, this question, who is the Shoveo, who alpi masha oimer lifneze, is based on what he says beforehand. Shakavone b'tziyin kan, he aklolus Yisrael, that the intention here, when it says tziyin, is talking about the Jewish people in general. The yesh mefarshim, because others explain, Shetziyin koyal ir tziyin, the tziyin, the mishpat tibode means the city of tziyin, v'shoveo koyal Yisrael, and the returnees are the yidden. So the pasuk is talking about the city and about the yidden. But since avul hapirusha b'hamaymer, but according to the explanation of the maymer, shetziyin koyal Yisrael, that tziyin refers to the yidden. So we're already talking about the Yidden. Mahim shnei hasugim de tziyon v'shivyo. So the question is, what are the two categories of tziyon and shoveho? So that's the question, who is tziyon and who is shoveho? But also, what is it that we are saying that the tziyon is through mishpat? But gam mahu inya shepediya tziyon tiyah b'mishpat. That is through mishpat. And that is Bitzdaka. So what is these two? What is Shoveho? And why is there a difference that Tzion is Mishpat and Shoveho is Bitzdaka? Unikudas Habiur. And the point of the explanation in this Maimer, the Rebbe's explanation on this is the Kudas Habiur that the Rebbe is giving here is based api hamevur birshimas tzemach tzedek al haposik, based on what is explained in the notes of the tzemach tzedek on this posik, and also b'maimer hanal and in the above maimer of tafresh ayin dal aderes from the Rebbe Rashab. So the point is over there like this: the tziyon koyi al Yisrael ha'oiskim b'toyro mitzvos. Tzion references Yidden who are occupied in Torah and Mitzvahs. And the reason, v'nikroim b'shem Tzion, and they're called with the name Tzion, the learning Torah Mitzvahs, they're called Tzion, l'fi sheheim mutzuyonim b'Torah Mitzvahs, because they are exceptional and distinguished by the learning of Torah Mitzvahs. That's why they're called Tzion. Tzion represents the Yidden who are occupied in Torah Mitzvahs. And the Rebbe brings a Yerushalmi in the Pasuk where the Yidden are called Tzion, and you see that according to the way the Yerushalmi explains the Pasuk, they're called Tzion, that it is when Yidden occupy in Torah Mitzvahs, that's why they're called Tzion. Okay, the isu be Yerushalmi al haposik, as we find in Yerushalmi in the posik. Ve'osim dvorai b'ficha, the posik says, I put my words in your mouth, which is Torah. Uvetzel yodi kisisicha, and the shadow of my hand I cover you, which is mitzvahs, which mitzvahs are garment. Lintoya shomayim b'lisoid oretz, that's the level of korbonis, because the korbonis plant the heavens and the earth, the chukis. Shomayim va'oretz is because of korbanos, as said elsewhere in Chazal. So then the pasuk says, "V'leimer l'tzion ami ato." Then I say to Tzion, "You're my people." That ami is Tzion. So what does it say? So it says like this: Chazarnu al kol hamikra v'leimatzonu shenikra Yisrael Tzion elozeh. We reviewed the entire mikra, the entire chumash, the entire Tanakh, and we didn't find that the Yidden are called Tzion. This is the only place. Shenamar, because the pasuk says v'leimer litzion amiyata, to say to Tzion, you're my people. So this is the only place that Yidden are called Tzion. So what does it mean that this is the only place they're called Tzion? So if you do ahabir b'zeh, so the explanation that is known about this, the b'pasuk zeh medaber b'gimel hadvarim shaleim ha'olam ha'emet, because in this pasuk he discusses about the three matters on which the world stands, on Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim. Va'asim dvarei b'ficha zu Torah, put the words in your mouth, this is Torah, but tzel yodei k'sisicha zu Gemilus Chasadim, this is the act of kindness, tzel yod mitzvah Gemilus Chasadim, and l'toyah shemayim v'lisoy d'oretz elu ha'karbonis. And that's the Shemaim and other this Karbonic Yishim Rishalmi Shom, as the Rishalmi says over there. So what's the meaning that the Pasuk, when it talks about that this is when the Yidden are called Tzi, and the only time is V'zehu Le'motzonu Shenikru Yisrael Tzi and Elazeh. The only time when the Yidden are called Tzi is this, means to say that when they are doing all these things, Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim, that's when they're Tzion. Kizeh sheYisrael nikraim b'shem Tzion hu. This that Yidden are called Tzion is al yidei she'oskim b'Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim, through their occupation in Torah, Avodah, Gemilus, Chasadim, she'en klolus kol ha'Torah mitzvos, which is the generality of Torah mitzvos. That makes them Tzion. So this is the explanation why Tzion is, who is the Tzion? The Tzion is those who occupy Torah mitzvahs, like we find the pshat in the Yerushalmi. That's when the Yidden are called Tzion. So when the pasuk says Tzion b'mishpat tipode, it's talking about the Yidden who are called Tzion, who are occupying in oiskim b'Torah mitzvahs. Who is the vishaveho? Heim ein lu she'enam oiskim b'Torah. So here vishaveho means that they're captured. They've been captured because they don't do Torah mitzvah. So they're captured by the other side and are not doing what they're supposed to. Emel she'enam oiskim b'Torah she'heim b'shiv yomamish. They are in actual captivity. In this case, v'shoveho meloishon shivya. This would be, and their captives, those who are captives from shivya, tziyon, those who learn Torah, and shoveho, those who've been caught, and those who are captives, will be through tzedakah. And their captives were behaguf and nefesh abahamis. Those are the yidden who are in captivity in the guf and the nefesh abahamis, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not oisek b'teiramitz. So now we'll also understand why, according to these two categories, why tzion is b'mishpat. That would mean b'mishpat means by justice, by right. So they're freed by right because they deserve it, because they're oisek b'teiramitzes. But b'shoveh will be charity, will be b'tzedakah. They don't deserve it, but yet the righteousness of Hashem will take them out as well. B'zehu, so this is the meaning of tziyin b'mishpat tipode v'shoveh b'tzedakah. That tziyin will be freed with mishpat, and the ones who are in captivity with tzedakah. Sha'apidiyo shalayiski b'toyri b'mishpat. The redemption of those who are occupied in Torah, that is by justice, apishuras hadin. That's the measure of judgment. Correct. That's right. Mashenkin hapadiya shel shivya hibatera sedaka. But as opposed to the redemption of those who are in captivity, that's tzedaka. That's a righteousness. So, okay. So therefore, that's now. The question is, everybody, why are we saying even those who are not occupied, they have to do tshuva before to be freed? From the guf and nefesh abahamis in the shivya, they need to do tshuva. They're not going to be freed just tzedakah without being. So why we call that tzedakah? V'hagam, So although shagam pidiyosum she'elu shehem b'shivya b'haguf v'nefesh abaham istiyal de'atshuva, Even though the redemption of those who are in captivity in the Guf and Nefesh Abaham is also going to be through tshuva, then Yisrael negolin ela b'tshuva. The only way to be freed is tshuva. They're not going to go out just by tzedakah. V'vticha Torah, and the Torah promises Yisrael Yisrael lasis tshuva b'sev gulosum, that at the end of Golos, the Torah promises the Yidden will do tshuva, and that way they will be immediately redeemed. So we need tshuva regardless. But that alone, the Rebbe will explain, is a tzedakah. Because why could tshuva help? So that's called the tzedakah. But it is through tshuva. You need tshuva in order to be redeemed. The Rebbe now in the bracket is going to say that the word v'shoveho, those who are captive, mean they're not doing in the guf ha'nefesh ha'bahamis, and the word v'shoveho is also the word of teshuva. That's the connection, because shoveho comes through tshuva, everything comes through tshuva. But still, that's a tzedakah, that's called b'tzedakah, v'yesh loymar. So we can say, d'zehu ha'kesher shel ha'pirush v'shoveho meloshen shivya, the connection of the meaning of shoveho that comes from the language of captivity, im hapirush, the b'shoveho oisit tshuva, with the pirush, those who do tshuva, those who in captivity, or b'shoveho, those who do tshuva, b'shoveho meloshen tshuva, that means those who are returning, meaning doing tshuva, because it's the same thing, b'diyas shivya, meloshen shivya, because how do you redeem the captive shivya that is comes from shoveho shivya, in captivity, while yidei b'shoveho, yidei shiasu tshuva, through tshuva. But still, even though they require, we call that tzedakah, not mishpat. Why? The fact that tshuva atones ain't up your mishpat. That's not by justice. Elo chesed utzedakah d'akadosh baruch. But rather, it's a kindness. It's a tzedakah, charity of a kadosh baruch hu for tshuva and for tshuva to atone. So now, it seems that redemption through justice, by right, is a higher level than shoveho, than bringing back and redemption through tzedakah, that you give a charity. But the Rebbe says no. The Rebbe explains now that even though the Tzion is by right, needs to be redeemed because they're tzaddik, they're doing right, yet the level of shoveho through tshuva is even a higher level than the level of tzin bishvatipod. Elo sha'afal pikei, notwithstanding that this is by right, and that's only a tzedakah, habdiya de shivya, the redemption of captivity, hilamailam habdiya de tzion. That's a higher level than the level of redemption of tzion. Because the level of justice, by justice, is a measured and limited. That's by right. But as opposed to charity, charity is beyond, higher, above any limitation. So therefore, a redemption that comes as a tzedakah is a higher form of redemption because it's not limited. That mishpat is the light that comes down within the boundaries of the vessels. And tzedakah is the light of havdol shabarak ba'ifin shal tzedakah. It comes only in the way of charity, which is an unlimited, not limited by the kelim. V'lochein, and therefore, ha'oyer shenimshach le'tzadikim shepidiyosim b'mishpat, so therefore the oyer that comes to the tzadikim who come through mishpat, which is gedar ha'kelim, who oyer shebegedar ha'kelim, that's the light which is by the kelim, that's what they bring down. So, and the Rebbe explains that, so it's a limited level of oyer. Their redemption is limited to the oyer, what they get to take them out. Their pediya is an oyer geder akelim. And the Rebbe explains, what is the limitations there? V'hainu, the fact that they are being redeemed by right, by justice, yesh baze shnei inyonim. There's two aspects to this. Number one, aleph, she'ein zekukim litzdoka. They don't require charity. Kivon shemagil hem apidin. They deserve this by right, by justice, by the halacha. And number two, beis she'inyan hamishpat. So first they get it, but mishpat, when you talk about judgment, in essence is shoylel tzedaka. You say judgment, you get what you deserve, which means, but what you don't deserve, you don't get. There's no righteousness. There's no above the law. That's the law. K'mesha kosuv loy sakiru ponim b'mishpat. The judge cannot show any favoritism during mishpat. Mishpat has to be what is right, by what they deserve. So, Upirush Rashi, and Rashi says, Shalei toimar ze oni hu umitzah lepanasei. Rashi explains there that what does it mean not to show any favoritism? So if there is a judgment between a poor and a rich person, so the poor person deserves tzedakah, so maybe you're going to say you'll tilt the judgment to the poor person because he has to support him anyways, so let him support him by losing the case and giving him the money. No, you're not allowed to do that. Lisa kidupan by mishpat, meaning we don't favor, we don't give poor people, we don't just give. So that rejects the idea of tzedakah. Mishpat means fair. We're not going to give, we're going to do justice. We're not going to give outside of what's right to do tzedakah. So basically, this is when you do things b'mishpat. This is what the redemption is for the tzaddikim. But v'ha'oyr shenimshach lebal tshuva shepitiyosam hi b'tzedakah hu'ha'oyr shebehavdolah. But the oyr that comes to Baal Tshuva, the light that Baal Tshuva gets through his redemption, it's tzedakah, he gets a light, not a mishpat, not a judge, not a limited, finite, but a oyr which is distinguished, removed beyond. So, while this is fair, and this is tzedakah, but tzedakah is not limited. Gimel. So, v'hinei yesh oid pirush b'vishoveho. There's another meaning of shoveho. Right now we're teaching b'vishoveho, those who are captive by the guf and the nefesh of Bahamis. But there's another pirush shoveho, meaning those who return. The shoveho meloshin hashoveh. That it's the lashon of returning, which means ha-hashove, those who are returning min hagoyla, returning hagoyla, which means they were in exile and they're coming back home. They're coming home from exile. So returning something in a way shows that they weren't really elsewhere, they're just coming back from where they were. It shows there was only a distance. They were taking away from the place. According to this, Vishavel captivity means it's a lower level than just Tzion, because they were actually in captivity over there. You can just be. But here, Vishavel, just like Pumfaker, the opposite. Here, Vishavel means they're returning back home from a place where they were away from home, but it's even less than being redeemed. Let's look inside. The lotion hashove, when we say to returning, ubifrat kasher hu bismichas latevis tipoda shalifneza, especially when it follows next to the word of being freed before. So you're saying tzion bamishpat tipoda needs to be redeemed, and then we say those who are returning. This points that even before the return, he's still really not in Golos. So why does he have to return? Because he's elsewhere. He just finds himself in another place, in the place where he was exiled. He need to come back and return back to his place. So now, according to this, the Shavel is a higher level because he was never really, not even have to be redeemed. He just has to come back from the space. So these returnees are on a higher level than those that you say of them, they'll be redeemed. Kiloshim pedia, to redeem something, noifalam mishu bekolos. That applies to someone who's in exile. You got to take him out from there. You got to free him from there. But if somebody who's just shoveh, he's away, you don't have to free him. You have to bring him back. But as opposed to the shoveh who's only finds himself in exile, you don't have to free him. It's only one who is in Golus, v'tzorich levediyah ma'agolus, then you need to redeem him from the Golus. That's where it applies, the Lashon Pediyah, tziyan b'mishpat tipoda, that means that they were really in Golus. The Shoveh is just out of place, but he's not really in Golus. So, if we should apply the svara before, that the higher level of the level of tziyin b'mishpat, which is a lower, according to this pshat, is a further descent because they're mamash in golus. They get redeemed in mishpat by right, and those who are v'shoveho, who never really in golus, they need tzedakah. Why is that? B'tzorik lahavi. Hey shaykh, how does it fit? How does it apply? The redeemed of those who are in exile, that's by right, that's justice, that's the measure of judgment. And the return from those who are just in the place of exile, which are on a higher madrega, they never were captured in Golos, they're not in Golos, but they're just in another place, Hibitzdoka is by charity. Begam Sorich Lahavin, also we need to understand, according to this interpretation, Mihem Shne Hasugim Shaleim Nemar Tibote Vishaveho. Who are these two categories about which we say that Tipode and then those Vishaveho? Hare Tipode Nemar. But Tipode is said about Tzion, Shekoyi Kanal, which we said before, Al Yisrola Eskim, B'Toyro Mitzvahs. So they are occupied in Toyro Mitzvahs, and yet we're saying they're in Golos. Here we're talking about a new category, Shoveho, who are not really in Golos. Even though they learn B'Toyro Mitzvahs, and yet they're in Golos, and we still need to redeem them. What is the merit, what is the level of these who are called v'shoveho, they're not really in Golos, so who are they? Now we switched around that the v'shoveho is actually a greater level because they're never really in Golos, they're just out of place. So who are they if the Tzion who occupied their mitzvahs? And the reason they're called Tzion, we said before, was because when they learn Torah Mitzvah, they're distinguished, they're Tzion. So who are these Shaveh who don't even go into Golos? And the Rebbe is going to explain that it actually talks about the Neshama, the Guf and the Neshama. The Neshama doesn't even go into Golos. He's going to explain that the Neshama coming down into the Guf, it's a descent, but the Guf doesn't really take it over. The Neshama remains, so it has to return back to its place. As opposed to the Guf and the Nefesh HaBaham is the Koiches HaGluyim of, they come down into actually, you need redemption for them, you need Padiya, the Sea and the Mishpat Tipodim. And the Rebbe is going to explain, like, the Neshama and the Guf is like Eiris V'Kelim. By the light, there is no exile, only by Kelim. Dalet, V'Yuvim B'Hagdim HaMevur B'Hamaymer. We'll understand this by introducing what the Maimer says, the Inyan Golus Vishivya Shaykh Davke Behakelim. That the whole idea of exile and captivity, that applies specifically to the Kelim. When we talk about the Oiris Vikelim, the what comes from the level of Oir, what comes to the level of Kelim, is that which come of Kelim. Over there can be exile, can be captivity. That would be the Shaveh, Shviya, Mamash, Shviya, not like we're talking now just returning, but we're talking about the idea of captivity is only Kelim. Because they're an entity, Kelim are an entity, Mashenkim, Behoir. But the oir, which is connected to the moir, the light, from it, that's the level of ayin, of non-existent, then there's no golos. This idea is understood that in oir there can be golos, because oir pushes away darkness. Darkness cannot take over oir. This idea that in Oyer there's no Golus, move on Gambe Pashtus is also understood simply. Because a little light pushes a lot from the darkness. Mahainu, and that is, the Gam La'achre Yiridas HaMamshochas HaOyer B'mechinas Medida V'Agbola. When we're saying a Ma'at Oyer, meaning that even the oir is already a little, but mean it's been limited, it's been restricted. Even at the time when the oir is only ma'at, it's not fully in its level of bleak vul, but it's already been limited, still it'll push away. Right? Even after the oir descends and comes down in a measured and limited way. That's only when we can really say a little bit or a lot. Gam ozu doiches achishach, also then he pushes away the darkness. Va'ad, so you say the oir remains potent, it remains strong, even when it comes down. Va'ad shafilu ma'at oir doichar v'chishach. So even if you have just a little bit of light, pushes away a lot of darkness. But you say to Mizu, and it's more than just pushing away. It's not that the oir has to push the. You bring in light, the darkness is pushed away by itself. So we don't need explanation to say that there is no golus for light, because the definition, the light is going to be, the oir is going to push away the darkness. So there is this characteristic that when there is light, darkness disappears. This came about in the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis after the Eibishter made a separation between Oir and Choshech. Before that, they could be together. They didn't push away one another. But now, once the Eibishter Vayavdil, once there is light, even a little light pushes away a lot of darkness. The B'tchilas HaBriya And beginning of creation, light and darkness were mixed, serving as mixed up. After Elikim separated between the light and darkness, then it came about that darkness is pushed away. So when there's light, it gets pushed away. So this explains us why Eir is no Golos, because Eir, darkness cannot overtake Eir. That in light there is no exile. Because the darkness of Golos gets pushed away because of the light. So the Rebbe is bringing all this down to say, the Neshama comes from Eir, and therefore the Eir of the Neshama cannot really go into Golos. That's why it's a level of Vishaveha, that is just returning, but it's not really in Golos. Mash'enkein, the Guf and Nefesh HaBahamis, that's seen by Mishpat Tipod. Let's look inside. V'hinei, al derech zeh ugam b'neshama v'guf. Similarly, it's also, like we're saying, by Eir v'keli, it's also by the Neshama and the Guf. The Neshama is the light, the Guf is the Keli. Shem Dugmas Eir v'keli, which are similar to Eir and Akeli. Yedua, Maimer Kveit Kedushus Meiricho Madmur, as the saying, known saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Sherak Haguf Hu Begolus V'lo HaNeshama, only the Guf is in exile, the soul is not in exile. V'hainu, and what he's saying is, not the Neshama, the way it's above is not, or the Neshama in the body is not in exile. And the Gam Shah Neshama Yimulubeshes Beguf, even though the Neshama is dressed up in the Guf, and v'hagufu begolus, and the guf is in exile, and the neshama is dressed in the guf. Still, mikomo koy benegei l'haneshama ein ze inyan shel golus. As it pertains to the soul, this is not golus. It's not golus for the neshama. Aye, what happens here? It moves it out of place. It's not in its right place. V'rak shemitzad ze Shahagufu begolus, because the goof is in exile and the neshama is dressed up in the goof, haneshama shemulubeshes by the soul which is dressed up in the body, he nimtzal shalei b'mekoima, it finds itself not in the place, utzricha la'ashava, we need to return it. Ukamay merazal, this also fits with the saying of our sages of blessed memory, ani yishena. It says Velibior. So the sages teach the pasuk, Ani Yishena Begaluso. I'm asleep when in Golus, but still Velibior. My heart is awake. The Gam Kshani Yishena Begaluso. Even at the time when I'm asleep in exile, Haneshama Velibi. The Neshama, that's Libi, that's my heart. The Neshama here is awake. Since the neshama is a part of Hashem above mamish, the neshama, Tanya says, is a chelik alakami mal. Even when it's mamish, mamish means when it's in the goof and it's descended to a level that it is. In the level of mamish, it's still a chelik alaka, which means it doesn't go into galus. It always stays intact, as the Rebbe teaches now. The gam kshehi be'oifen de mamish, even when it's away like mamish meloshin mamoshes, mamish from the loshin, not mamish actually, but also mamish would mean actual, but also mamish that you can feel it. It's substance. It's the neshama is a mamish. That means that it's dressed in a bodily, physical body. That's the level of the neshama we're talking about. When it is mamesh, when it's in the guf, it's still a chelik alaka. He chelik alaka mimal. It's still a part of alaka from above. It is actually a part of godliness, also in the mamash and the level of a chelik alakamimal mamash, while it is mamash in the guf. And since the neshama, even as it's dressed up, is part of a lakia kam mamish while it's in the goof. So if you grab hold of that neshama, you get hold of the whole thing. So you're getting hold of the whole elikus. You do maimer about Shem Tov. It's known the saying of the Baal Shem Tov. Shekshato toifes b'miktsas mino etzem, ato toifes b'kuloi. That when you grab hold part of the essence, you're actually grabbing hold of all of it. Lochein, and therefore, gam la'achre yiridos v'islapshus b'guf. Even after the neshama descended and dressed up in the body, how does this level of godliness come down into a body that is b'koyach hamafli lasis? The power that does wonders, the Eberster can connect these things. So even after mafli lasis brings it down, the neshama doesn't lose its status. Vafilu bizman ha-golos. Eina be-golos chulu. It's not in golos, like the Friedrich Rebbe has quoted before. The neshama is not in golos. Vapizeh yesh loimar. So based on this, we can say the haloshim v'shoveho, that the loshim, those who return, koyi loy rak al suk meyuchat shebi Yisrael. So therefore, we're not talking about a special category of Yidden who are in the level who don't go to Golus. Rebbe was asking before, who's this category? But this is not a category. This is every Yid from the perspective of his neshama. We're not talking about it only about a special category. We're talking about each and everyone's neshama. Vishavel means the soul, the mikiv, ansha neshama ain't begolus. Since the neshama is not in exile, ain shayich bo haloshen pediya, then it doesn't fit the language of redeeming. It's not seen the mishpat tepoda, you don't have to redeem it because it's not in golus. It's not in its place, but it's not in golus. Elosha afa became tzricho lahashava. It still requires returning it. You got to return it to the kimikivon shan shomem mislabeshes b'haguf, since it is dressed up in the body. Va'ad shehi mispa'elus mimu'orei haguf, to the extent that it also becomes impacted by what happens to the body. Aydei hagolus da'haguf, through the exile of the body. The body being in exile impacts the soul. So the neshama is in the place of golos, and that's why the soul needs to this return, because it's not in captivity, but it's not in golos, but it needs to be returned back into its place. I say, hine yodua shakavonos hayirido de hagolos hiletzay dechaliyo. That the intent of the descent of exile is for the purpose of an elevation. Shal yidei ha'avoida bizman hagolus, through our service during the time of exile dafke. So that descent and that golus that we're in through this, that will bring about the revelation of the future, which is a higher level than the revelation that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. After we go in Golus and we merit the redemption, the light of redemption is greater than the light that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And like we say, the advantage of life that comes from darkness, through the darkness, that makes a advantage in the light that follows, that it's on a higher level than it was before. That is the goal of the Golus, to bring us to a higher level of light that will be La'osid Lovi. V'chol shahayirido hachoshech lemata yisur. The more the descent and the more darkness that it goes lower, ha'aliyo yisurin ha'oir sha'al yodo hinailis yisur. The advantage of the light that takes place through that is greater. Mizem, move on. So from this we can understand. Since the main descent to Golus is mainly in the body, as we said before in Siv Dalet, that the Nisham itself is just moved from place to place. It didn't really go down in Golus. It's in Golus, but it's not really affected by the Golus. And mainly what is affected is the body. So therefore the advantage and the elevation that will be in the future to come, that takes place through the descent of Golus. So this is going to come through the descent. So the advantage to the guf that takes place through this Golus is greater, is mainly by the guf more than it is by the neshama, because the guf went down lower, so the guf is going to go higher, as opposed to the neshama never really had such a great yirida. We can understand it based on what's explained elsewhere. Be inyan ha'aliyah the neshama in the guf is on a higher level, kanal higher than the aliyah of the neshama. Since the descent was mainly in the guf, so the aliyah that will be lost in love will be mainly in the guf. Explained what is the aliyah of the neshama that takes place through its descent below. The aliyah consists of two aspects. Aleph. Number one, the ideas that shegam biyosulamatu mulubeshes beguf nefesh abhamis. However, the savaya, the fact that even when the neshama is below and it is dressed up in a body and in an animal soul, she still works and serves Hashem. Through that, misgala toikav ha'iskashu shalom im ha'kodesh baruch hu. That reveals the forceful connection that it has with Hashem. So also the obscurity and the blocks of the body and the nefesh abamis cannot mevatel its connection. God forbid, it stays connected. That comes about when the neshama comes down and is able to continue to do the work down here, cannot mevatel that connection that it has. Not even to make a diminishing in its connection. So it cannot take away totally, and cannot even diminish. It stays connected to Hashem, the neshama. That's revealed when it comes down to the body and the nefesh habamis, and it still continues to stay connected. And number two, base, shayidei avedis neshama lamato, that through the service of the neshama below, nasa habirur v'hazichuch daguf v'nefesh habamis v'chelka b'olam. The neshama coming below makes up that sorting out and the refinement of the guf, the body and the animal soul and his portion of the world is through the neshama coming down to the guf. That's how we can change and be mevarer the guf, the nefesh habamis, and the portion of the world. So what's the difference between these two things that take place through the neshama's descent into the body? The binyan ha'aleph, in the first case, in the first matter, yisrein ha'oir hu al yideh ha'cheshach. The advantage of the light of the neshama comes through the fact that it's connected with choshech, that it comes down to the choshech. By yisrenu, what is the advantage? Shadeh choshech misgala tekef oir, that through the darkness you bring out, it's revealed the force of the light. Shagam achoshech achi godlin amaylim legabe. So even the greatest darkness cannot obscure and block for her. Mashen kim binyan abeis, opposed to the second aspect, yisrein ha'oir, hu gam b'choshech atzmei. The advantage of the oir is in the darkness itself. Sha'choshech, it's not because the choshech reveals a greater level of oir, but that the oir is breaks through the choshech that the choshech begins to light. Shachoshech that guf v'nefesh abahamiz v'olam, that the darkness, the body of shabam v'olam nepach loir is turned to light by yisrin hu. So what is the advantage in the second part to turn over that the choshech itself of the guf v'nefesh abahamiz in the world should be turned to light? Shabichdei lapich es choshech loir. In order to turn darkness to light, how do you have the power to take darkness and turn it to light? That comes from Atzmus, because Atzmus is above the definitions of light and darkness. So from there, you can take darkness and turn to light. And when you turn darkness to light, it reveals the power of Atzmus, that the power of Atzmus that you can change around Choshech to make it Eir. So that's one advantage that you bring about and you reveal the power of Atzmus, because you are working with the Guf and Nefesh Abahamis and turning them into light. That reveals that the Choshech itself is turned around, which comes from the power of Atzmus. Maybe you say to Mizu, and more than this, that way it's fulfilled Hashem's intention, which Hashem wants to be a dira b'tachtoin. It's when you turn the darkness into light, so you have the koyach atzmus and you fulfill the kavona. The inyan is avu b'atzmusi yisbarach. Where is this idea that he desired us in the essence? In Hashem's blessed essence is where the desire comes from. And you're fulfilling this wishes of Atzmus of Adir B'Tachtoin. B'Tanya is explained in Tanya, Sha'akavone B'Yiridus HaNeshama L'mato, that the intent of the Neshama coming down below, he loy b'shvil HaNeshama, it's not for the Neshama, Ela b'chdei l'sakin es aguf v'nefesh abahamiz v'chalke b'olam, only to fix the body, the animal soul, and the portion of the world. Because dafke through this is fulfilled the intention of Dira B'Tachtoini, is by working here below and changing the body and the Nefesh Abahamis, not for the purpose of the Neshama. Yes, the Neshama gets elevated as well. It comes to a higher level through working with the Guf, but that's not the goal. The goal is to change around the Nefesh Abahamis Chelka Be'olam, that fulfills the Dira B'Tachtoin. So, what do we see? So, the main thing is of the Aliyah from the descent, the Golus, and the struggles is mainly for the Guf and Nefesh Abahamis, because the main descent is in the Guf and Nefesh Abahamis. Ukemoi Shehuba Aliyah Shayidei Ritzan Shomalamata. So here we're talking about the main goal of why the Neshama came down. It's not for the Guf, it's not for the Neshama, but it's for the body. So just like the elevation that takes place from the descent of the Neshama is not for the Neshama, but it's for the Guf, Sheikir Aliyah, is Huabir Vazichuk Da Guf V'chulu. It's mainly for the sorting out and the refinement of the body. That's the reason for the Neshama coming down below. The same thing is with Golus and Geula. Similarly, it's also the elevation in the future through the descent of Golus. The main descent is in the body. The Hayisrein Shenase Banishoma Idechoshech HaGolus, that the advantage that happens to the soul through the darkness of the Golus, like we said before, by the Neshama when it comes down to the world, so the Golus also reveals the force of the connection of the Neshama, that even being in Golus, he can still continue to serve Hashem. Shagam shumalubesh beguf agufu begolus, that even though that the Neshama is dressed in the body, and the body is in exile, the Shama even then is not in Golus. It's coming from another place, but it's not in Golus. It's It's what did with the goof, but in itself you can't say that that is our neshamas didn't go into galus, as the Rebbe quoted before from the Friedrich Rebbe. And what's the advantage that takes place in the goof through the galus? That this darkness of the body, even as it is in galus, that's a greater darkness than the darkness on its own. The fact is, the guf itself is choshech, is darkness. But then when you send the guf away into galus, it increases the darkness. It's a greater darkness, even more than the darkness of the guf by itself when the guf is in galus. When you turn that nepach la'ir, you turn that darkness that the body experiences, you turn it into light. We say to Mizah, and more than just turning it to light, through this, shagam hachoshech shaloi kemoi shehu begolus nepach la'ir. So what takes place? So since the darkness becomes to oir, he fulfills the kavona that when ishlemes hakavona didir betachtoinim. That accomplishes the dira betachtoinim betachton shintach l'matam men. In lower, there is nothing lower than this. All the ways in golus, in the body, when the body is in golus, in there to take that darkness and turn that into light. That's the ultimate kavona dira betachtoinim. It's in the lowest tachtoinim. It's in the golus, in the goof, in the golus that we turn it around. So that's the advantage of the aliyah of the goof. Because that way you are showing and you're turning around, you're bringing about the Dirib Tachtoinim in the lowest of the worlds. When the Neshama Aliyah is that you show that it's still connected, that despite the fact that it's in Golus, it's still not in Golus, it still stays remembering Hashem. But here, we're actually changing that the darkness changes to light, and we fulfill the Dira B'tachtoinim. V'hine yadua, it's known, shalosi lovei, tia neshama nezenis min haguf, that in the future to come, the soul will nourish from the body. So now the neshama sustains the body, but in the future, the body will sustain the soul, feed the soul. So based on this, we can say, so therefore, in the future to come, the neshama will get not only the advantage that comes through the choshech, that even though it wasn't choshech and still it remained that advantage, it'll also get that advantage that the choshech itself was turned over, that the just like the Guf and Nefesh of Amis are turned over darkness himself, the Neshama will also get that because it'll get it from the Guf. Even though this advantage is mainly the Guf which is Choshech is turned around, that it becomes, the Choshech itself turns on, or not that only that it, despite the Choshech, but the Choshech itself, that's mainly by the Guf. But also the neshama will receive from the body this advantage. This is also similar, we're thinking the golus and geula similar to the descent of the neshama in the body. So just like it's known, similar to what is known. Through its descent in the Guf and Nefesh Bahamis. So what is the aliyah that happens in the neshama? So the Noisuf Lazesh Alidea Hester Ha'elam VeHester La Guf and Nefesh Bahamis. In addition to the fact that through the block and obscurity of the Guf and Nefesh Bahamis, Misoirin or Misgalim Koichas and Alamim Shel HaNeshama, you arouse and you reveal powers that were hidden in the neshama. Shohayu Gam Koidim Yiridos. So they were really there, the hidden, the powers of the strength of the neshama, that it doesn't really buckle, it doesn't lose its connection, even when you dress up in the guf and nefesh abamis, were really there. But you revealing and you show these koiches that are hidden,
Now it's in the open because the neshama came down on a gufa nefesh abhamis, and still it didn't change. It still remains connected. Oh, but he. So in addition to that, he ne'al yidei shaneshama mevareres umezacheches es gufa nefesh abhamis. Through the fact that the neshama sorts out and refines the body, the animal soul, nase bogam yisrein v'hisofa, it makes also an addition and an advantage to the neshama also, because the neshama changed the guf, so then the neshama itself gets an advantage to it more than it was before. It's not only that we are revealing what it already has, that connection, this force of the connection, but it actually gets more. K'meisha kosum, as the pasuk says, moshcheni, so you pull me acharecha narutza. So we're talking about narutza, we will run. So how do we touch this? Da'yideish moshcheni, sha'deish ha'nefesh ha'likis po'elis, sha'gam nefesh ha'bahamis yilo avas Hashem. Through the fact that the godly soul impacts that the nefesh ha'bahamis should also have a love to Hashem. And sha'ava the nefesh ha'bahamis b'derech merutza. And that love of the nefesh ha'bahamis, the nefesh ha'bahamis is in a way of running. So that impacts al yidei ze nase narutza gam ba'nefesh ha'likis. So it also impacts that the nefesh ha'likis also starts to run. Acharecha narutza lo sharabim, will run after you. The nefesh ha'likis also gets the level of narutza, which it doesn't have on its own, but it only gets it from the, because it changed the nefesh ha'bahamis. Elo sha'achshav. So what's the difference now in Golus? Mikivan shaneshama ya mashpia vaguf hu avakabel. The neshama is the mashpia, the guf is the recipient. Yisrin ze haneshama shemakabel bahaguf ein lebeshlemus. This advantage that the neshama gets from the body is not complete. Vashlemus the yisrin ze yilosid lovei. But the completeness, the wholesomeness of this advantage that the neshama gets from the body is going to be in the future to come. Mikivon sha'oz tiyah haneshama nizenis min haguf, because the body then will be nurtured from the soul will be nurtured from the body, and that's why at that point it will get the full, complete advantage that the nefesh habahamis, the guf, has, and it will also give it and that to the neshama in La'asid Lavoi, because the neshama impacted and brought the goof to that level. Zayim. So we're going now back to explain the pasuk of Tziyin b'mishpat tipode v'shaveh b'tzedakah. And one of the questions the Rebbe asked before, that, you know, Tziyin b'mishpat, we learned, refers to the neshama, and actually the guf, and shaveho, those who only have to return, because the neshama never was in golus, as the Rebbe explained. So it doesn't need pediyah. Pediyah is the tziyah in the b'mishpat tipode, and shaveho the returnees, meaning the neshama, which only gets returned back, is bitzdaka. So the Rebbe asked, the question was, why is that mishpat by right, and the neshama is a tzedaka, it's chelen fakert. The neshama is by right, it never really went to galus, and the fact that tziyon was mamish in captivity, that seems like more like a tzedakah. And the Rebbe is going to explain, based on what we just learned, that the turnaround that happens in the guf, that's an aliyah, because the guf is turned into oil, but the neshama that it gets from the guf, the advantage is b'toyr tzedakah. Let's look inside. V'zehu tzim b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Yisrael nikroim b'shem Tzion. So why are we called Tzion in the first place? Which is generally all of Torah mitzvahs. That's why they are called Tzion. That way they become on the level of Tzion. They are a siman, distinguished, a sign, a marker. Which means the gamkshen tzoyim begolus, even when they are in exile, einum nabodim chas v'sholem beina amos. They are not lost amongst the nation. They stand out. They're always marked. They're always at sea, and there's always a sign. Ubedugmas dova shiyesh loisimah kipshutis. Similarly to something that has a sign, literally, if you have it siman, shaydeya siman machzir loisel ba'olov, through the sign that you find, you turn it back to the owners. So that's why they're tzion, because they're occupied in Torah mitzvahs. We say to Mizu, and more than this, Shalidei avedosom b'Torah mitzvahs bizman hagolus nase bahem yisrim ve'aliyah. The fact that they do and occupy themselves Torah mitzvahs in exile, that brings an advantage and an elevation. L'mayla yosem mikma shohoye bizman habayis, higher than they were in Zman Abayis. They become even a greater Tzion because their connection is revealed even in the Golus, even in Golus that they are occupied in Torah Mitzvahs. Vayisrin hu b'shnei inyonim. And the advantage that you get from doing Torah Mitzvahs even during Golus is in the two areas. Aleph, number one, Shayidei ha'avodah b'zman man ha'golus mizgala, that through the service of Managolos is revealed, Kenal Sifhei. I said earlier in Sifhei, HaTokev HaBlik Vulda Ha'oir, the force and the unlimited of the Oir, Shagam Choshech HaChigodl, that even though you are in a very big darkness, Choshech HaGolos, the darkness of Golos, Koylich HaGam HaChoshech Koflu Mechupel Shabedorah Dikusad Mashiach, which would also include this double and quadrupled darkness of the hills of Mashiach. They don't block by him. The Bechlolus, this is the advantage that takes place in Golus through the Torah mitzvahs, that Bechlolus Wa'ir Shalamaylo Mehakelim, generally speaking, that's the Oir which is higher than Kelim, so the Kelim do not obscure the Ha'oir Shabahavdola. It's a light which is removed, which is without limit. But even though that it is distinguished, but it's still oir. It's oir bligvul, but it's a oil higher than kel. Obeys, but number two, when you turn around, when you're in golus, and you turn the darkness to light, it reveals the atzmus which is higher than even oir cheshech altogether, that even cheshech can be oir. So what does the golus accomplish? The golus accomplishes in the two areas. First of all, it points to the deep connection from a yid to the Eibishter, that despite the golus, which points to the Oyer, which is higher than Kelim. But then the fact that in Golus we turn the exile, and turn the darkness into light, then you get Atzmus, reveal the Atzmus, which is higher Bechlal than Oyer V'choshech, even higher than the previous Oyer. V'hine, v'posuk ze, so in this posuk, ha'siyum v'choshem shel ha'avtoyda chazoyin yishayohu, which is the end and the conclusion, the seal of the Avtoyda chazoyin yishayohu, the inyone shel Yeshayahu kishmo Yeshua. What is the idea of Yeshaya? That means salvation, Yeshua. Va'ad li Yeshua amitis shehi agula shleima she'eina achareho golus. Yeshua, but the true, up to extent, it's Yeshua, the true Yeshua, which is when it will be the complete redemption without a golus afterwards. The previous redemptions weren't complete because they're followed by another golus. And this is why the pasuk also says Chazon Yeshayahu Asher Chozo b'Yimei Yechizkiyahu. So he connects it to the days of Yechizkiyahu. Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, so it alludes to the fact that this is a Yeshua also on the Geula Amitis Vashleima, because it's to do with the Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Medaber b'ha'aliyah she'yiyah b'geula ha'asidah. So here we're talking about the advantage that will be in the future redemption. Ubzeh gufa, and within that, be'ilui ha'beis, in the second advantage that comes through golus, the advantage of gilui ha'atzmus, she'ikir ha'tachlis da ha'golus, which is the main purpose of the golus. Ve'zehu oimroi, and this is why it says tipodeh, v'shoveh, that the advantage is both tipodeh, which is the guf, shoveh is the neshama, she'ilu zehu hein b'haguf, she'yipodeh m'hagolus, it's redeemed from golus tipodeh, v'hein b'haneshama, it's also the neshama she'toshu me'mokem ha'goylu v'shivya, it will return from the place of golus shivya. And now we understand, v'zehu gam tipodeh b'mishpot v'shoveh b'tzdoko. Why is he saying that the pedia of the goof is by justice, and the shoveh, the neshama, is a tzedakah? It's a lifnim shurusim. Why is that? The ilu shet yia ba goof tipodeh, because the fact that the goof advantage that it's redeemed, hu ba mishpat, that's by right. The kivon sha goof hoye begolus mamish, since the actual goof was in the exile, v'hoye boy ha'inyan afichas achayt shechloir, within the body there was that turnaround from darkness to light. So therefore the advantage and the elevation that happens through this Magila Pishur Satin deserves it by the right of the law, by Mishpat. But the neshama, which is only in the place of exile, never v'shoveh, it's returning from a place. Tis alu l'bchinozu, that it's going to reach that level. Hulo apishur sadin, that's not by right. Elo b'tzdoka. Fascinating explanation that here the guf is the one that really had the yirida, so it deserves to that aliyah. But the neshama is going to get it from the guf. It never really experienced the goals, and still it will reach that level of the Gilu Atzmus. It's through Tzedakah. But the Rebbe says, it seems like we can add that there is, in one detail, there is actually an advantage to the Aliyah of the Neshama, even though the Neshama is Lifnim Mishurus Adin. But that alone, and the goof gets it up idin, the fact that it's lifnim mishuras adin means it's way beyond measure. The neshama, shaliyah, the goof shubim mishpat, the aliyah of the goof, which is by right, haynu shaliyah api cheshbon tamadas, that it makes sense, it's according to the calculation of reason and rationale. Yesh bazeh eza medida vagbola, there's some sort of a measure and limitation, because it's based, it makes sense. Mashenkin ha'aliyah the neshama, the neviv the neshama, he shei b'tzdoka, he lemailu mekol medita v'agbol, is beyond any measure and limitation. Ve'imikra yoytze medei pshute, and the pasuk cannot be taken out from its literal meaning. So it means, v'ad, not only that, sh'davka de limut apshat, mizgala ha'etzem, the Torah, it's revealed the essence of Torah, kipshat hu ba'olam ha'asiya, because simple meaning is in the world of asiya. In this world, that's where the pshat is. Shaboy davke nishlam es hakavod de dir betachtoinu. In this asiyah is completed the intent of dir betachtoinu. L'chayre yesh loymar, so l'chayre can say, zeo gam atam b'pnimis inyonim, the reason in the inner manner of things, zeh shalimud tanekes shebeis rabam, hevel shem bechet, what we study with the children that go to school, the young children, those are the air that has no sin, meaning no pure of the children, who davka piapshat, the only is psuka piapshat, that's why, because This is where the Dira B'Tachtonim is in Olam Ha'asiya, in the Mikra Yitzim De'Pshutay. This is where the Kavona is. V'Yishleim Ha'shakeinu Gam B'Negeyu L'Inyoneinu, same thing is for our Inyan. Ha'posik Tziyin B'Mishpat Tipode V'Shoveh B'Tzdoko. Also, the very literal, that's the main thing, that's in Asiya, that's in Shat. She'ikir Ha'inyan Hazeh Hu'Pirish Ha'posik K'Pshutay. The mainly, it's literally not taking out of goal, it's not the level of the Neshama, the Guf. Being redeemed and going out from Golos literally, the true and complete redemption of the Mashiach, the Kodesh Mamesh, Bagolus Didam.